I was edging you out. Yeah, why? Why?
Why? Because.
Why confession? Why repentance? Why confession and repentance on the bend, break, burn, and blow? Aaron Gaia, Josiah Dyer.
Yeah, so let's do repentance first.
Okay.
Let's get that knocked out of
Yeah,
the
because
way.
we set that sequencing in the first what?
Well, and because, I mean, I think based on our understanding that the repentance being a gift of God
Yeah.
would be a good starting point, and then the confession flows downstream of that, so we'll move down to
Yeah.
the
Well, and just
why.
think about even that for a second for those that are like, well, yeah, but I repented. I confessed, right? And so I can understand that. But think about this, like, well, if the Bible is correct and we believe it is, then you are slave to sin. Starting the timer. You are slave to sin, or you are bondservant or slave to Christ. And so how could somebody who is a slave to sin be able to have a repentant heart, right? Have repentance,
Right.
or even repent, or even confess, right?
Right.
Confess this, the word of God, confess that, hey, I did this wrong thing, right?
No, yeah,
It
and
seems
even more on that is that
impossible.
the confessions of the unregenerate are not confession
They're not confessions. No.
because you can't confess that the law of God is anything that you don't believe it to be.
Yeah.
And you can't believe it to be anything unless you have been
Yeah.
regenerated by the Spirit of God.
Yes,
And
sir.
so the confessions of the unregenerate probably are more akin to just the lamentations of the
The sorrowful state.
hurt feelings that
Yeah.
the person.
Yeah. And so would you say, like, if I taught my kids outside of, like, let's just hypothetically think I'm outside of the covenant. I'm not a Christian, but I'm teaching my kids to say they're sorry. It's akin to that.
That's right. And so what you're doing is you are, that's Pavlov's dog, right? So you are teaching, you're training that mind to respond to stimuli and respond in such a way that elicits the desired result that they want. Okay. So you say,
With the law that is in that leader's heart,
that's your
right?
law,
Yeah, yeah,
and really it's their law. Right,
yeah.
because their law says,
And a lot of times they're stealing from God's law to create this law, but well, that's a different story for a different time.
well, yeah, I mean, but what I mean is that their
Yeah.
law is self
That's right. That's
gratification.
right. Yeah.
Okay, and so even
Yeah,
the,
or strong, or even only the strong survive, or survival of the fittest, or
well,
but
no, but
most of the
even
time.
that's self gratification,
That's right.
that's
Yeah.
it's just self indulgence. And so, apart from the law of God, teaching your child to say, I'm sorry, is only teaching them the mantra to say to make what they want to happen in the world,
Yeah.
right? They did this. You caught them. They're not going to get away with it. Bad things are coming. How do I shift? I pivot. I maneuver this situation to make it better for myself.
Yeah.
And the way to do that is with the thing that Dad told me to do to make it better for myself, which is the I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
that's all that is.
Admit a fault and say I'm sorry.
That's right. And so without the law of God, and without the proper understanding, belief in, and subjugation of your will to the law of God, you can't enter into that appropriate confession
Yeah.
of sin that is not just self-indulgence,
Yeah.
it's God glorifying, and it produces what God wants the confession to produce,
Yeah.
which is a sanctifying work in you and in the immediate world around
Yeah.
you. Because I mean, we can make that point in the why,
Yeah.
but
I mean,
I'm
this
gonna
is
make
kind
the
of a how
point.
thing, but you have to parse some of this how in order to understand the why,
That's
really,
right.
right?
And so in the why, I'll just say it now so I don't forget it. That the con our confessions sanctify the world. God is our con the confession of a repentant heart sanctifies creation.
And that is part of taking dominion.
Yes.
The dominion mandate, which
Stewardship.
Genesis, Noah, or beginning Noah, on into and through the Old Testament into the New, under the lordship of Christ, who claims lordship over every square inch of this, right? And so even if there is rebellion in this to this lordship, that is the purpose of the confession, right? Is we are holding the mor we are sh we are revealing the moral plumb line, if you will, and then thus creating a sanctification,
And
right?
words do stuff and
And
stuff.
words do stuff and stuff. The listeners can't see that. But yeah, okay. So then why?
Going back to how. Or are
Well,
we on why?
we're on why.
We're
We're
on
on why.
why.
And we'll get into how,
Yes.
but we had to do some how to unpack a why, really. Like because we did a how of the unbeliever, but then a little bit of the how of a believer in just what repentance is and what confession, right? And so, repentance, why repentance?
Oh, well, that's why, man.
Well, to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
Oh yeah, and man, I'm all screwed up because I thought
Is that we're on how?
for some reason I thought we're on a how.
No, or why?
Oh yeah, so I'm gonna say all the stuff I wanted to
Yeah,
say. I'm
you
like
did it.
saving it.
Yeah, and you did it right.
Oh yeah,
Man, he did it right.
because
He does it right without even knowing he does it
the yeah,
right.
so that's why.
Why?
That's why confession,
Yeah.
because words do stuff and stuff.
Well, sanctifying the world.
That's right. And look, to break that
Yeah.
down, why the words do stuff and stuff, and why it's sanctifying the world around you is because everyone who's ever done it right, knows that changes happen when you confess.
Yeah.
When you confess to God, change happens inside of you. When you confess to your wife, changes happen in your relationship. When you confess to your kids, changes happen in your household. Behavioral changes happen. The atmosphere of your family and your life changes. Real things happen
Yeah.
when we are confessing our sins, when
Yeah.
we are making verbal affirmations that the law of God is perfect and true and just and is the only what is the only true standard of living and doing life.
And when you hearken back or think back and remember the repentance, right? Which I know we wanted to say, repentance is regeneration, right? To some degree, right? It's this moment, and now you are in repentance, and so you don't have to continue to do this repentant thing, but you will find that there are times where you are out of alignment. And you'll find it, and it seems to me, as I have observed other Christians, and have observed my own Christian walk, the more it happens, the faster it also happens, right? The quicker you're able to discern, man, I'm way off base here. I'm out of God's will, and so then I'm going to confess, and I'm not just doing a Pavlov's dog. Right. It is about sanctification. It is about regeneration. It is about glorifying God by being in Christ, doing it, and all of it, I'm doing it in Christ's strength. Without God, without His grace, I would have a veil. I would be blind to it. I wouldn't see it. I wouldn't experience it. I wouldn't know it.
Yeah, because your confessions are predicated on your repentance. Your repentance is a gift of God according to the sacrifice of Christ on your behalf, the atoning blood, and the you having been brought near, right? So we talked about that's inner in the Greek and the Hebrew distinctions of the paradigm shift and the change in geography, right? So that you're not outside of the gate. You've been brought in, right? And so then all of your
Into what? The kingdom of God,
well,
right?
yes, I'm into
Is
the presence, the beatific vision. You've been brought close through the atoning work of Christ. And so that all of your then downstream confession is predicated on that, right? We're remembering that. We're in that state of repentance that says, okay, I remember the forgiveness that Christ showed me. I remember the joy that being brought into a right standard according
Timer's done.
to the law of God afforded me. And that being the case, now I am giving that verbal affirmation, that assent. I'm declaring this law is perfect and good. I fell short. I'm delinquent, but it's God glorifying, and I'm not doing it so that I can get something because I've got what I needed. I don't need. I don't. I'm not getting anymore necessarily
You're in God's
because
covenant.
I'm
You're
in
in
there.
his kingdom.
I'm in there.
You're in, beatific vision.
Right.
Okay, so and I know we wanted to talk a little bit. So would you say then why is there repentance? Why is there confession? Because God.
Yeah, because God demands it.
Well, and
Because,
because God, right? Just
well,
because
sure.
God exists, there
No,
is that,
yeah, and
right?
that's what I mean by God demand. Like, not because he's like, rah, rah, because the fact that he is demands us
Glorify,
to glorify
obey.
him in that affirmation, to say it. Like, if he is and you are not, say it, and glorify him in that.
So let's put some, I maybe talk a little bit about the why with when it comes to, right, it's this paradigm shift or returning, right? Return is, or to return is the Hebrew. Paradigm shift is the Greek for repentance, right? So, but both and we kind of parse that apart pre-recording. But to shift on that a little bit, I think a lot of people see repentance and being able to, especially if they presuppose their own libertarian free will as some cognitive understanding, right? As some certain intellectual assent, right? It's this certain capacity of intellectual assent that now you can see this, or now you have this co cognitive ability to then understand. And so then, but I think that that ends up refuting itself, because then what you've done is you've remove God, and somebody just has to have the right words put together correctly and then understand that formulation of those words in order to be repentant. And that's not what the New Testament is saying. And that's not what the Old Testament is saying. And so that's not what God is saying. And so to prod against that, you could be, 83 on your deathbed and have regeneration and repentance and confess and believe and be saved. You could also be three.
That's right.
You,
Because it's a work of God.
because it's a work of God.
That's work of God, without not according to our own merit, and not according to any kind of self-justification. And so
We all fall
God,
short of the glory of God.
that's right. Just because someone can't properly articulate a confession doesn't mean that they are not in a state of repentance.
I mean, you think about the logical ramifications of that. It's like, well, then anybody who has Down syndrome could never,
Right.
right? Anybody who dies before they're five is not saved, like all these. And
Right.
then, but then, so then you have to build these other hoops to jump through in order to save those people, which is, again, it's outside of the word of God.
Well,
Like
it's
you're
no, it's the
not,
same hoop. You're building the same
it's the
hoop.
same
You
thing.
build the same hoop and you call it a different hoop because then you just say, "Oh, well, God will be merciful to whoever he wills." It's like, yeah, welcome to Calvinism. Like that's what we're saying. That God decides who he's going to grace
Exactly.
with repentance.
Right,
Because, and
right.
here's the long and short of that. It doesn't matter if the person's dead or alive or unborn yet or anything, nothing enters into the presence of God without having been cleansed. And so
Period.
if we're alleging that God had infants, retarded people, whoever, if we're alleging that God chooses to have mercy on anyone who dies, then what we're saying is that the entire process of salvation happened to them in an instant. They were justified, they were regenerated, they were sanctified, and they were glorified, which is the same process. That's the Ordo Salutis. That's the same process we all go through, but everyone goes through that process. If, when you say that God has mercy on someone,
Yeah.
that's what you're saying. You're
Yeah.
saying that they went through the Ordo Salutis, and I'm fine with that. And
Yeah.
we can agree with that as long as we all understand that we're saying that God justifies, regenerates,
Yeah.
sanctifies, and
Yeah.
glorifies,
Yeah.
right? God's the
That's
one who
great.
does it.
Yeah.
And so
Well, but the thing is, if you're saying it, this is the interesting part to me. If you're saying that, but you're saying that that all of that process happens, and it happens without the person actually knowing Christ or being in Christ. Aren't you also then just removing the need for Christ, right? Removing the need for Calvary, removing the need for the special revelation for that matter, right?
I would say no.
Well, no, I think it's necessary. This is obviously necessary, right? God's word, his special revelation is obviously necessary, and that's what I'm saying. I think a lot of people, and I'm thinking more from like the universalist standpoint, right? It's like all roads lead to because God, set because God is in control, and he's, or we're all God. I mean, there's panentheists versions of this, pantheist versions of this, universal different religion versions of this, whatever. And no, that's not right.
Right.
No, that's not true, right? Because now you've just what I and that's where I'm saying, like, now you've just removed the necessity of all of these happenings to have had happened. But they all did happen.
Right.
And God did create this, and God did send his son to die on our behalf. God did do these things.
That's right.
And so
And
we
if
ought to
God
be careful, right, in how we're saying and walking that out.
That's right. We're leaving the appropriate amount of room to say that God does what he wills
Yeah.
with whom he wills
Yeah.
and shows mercy to whom he wills.
That's right.
And we're also saying that he does not will, right? He might not will that on everyone,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
That he
Well,
does what he wants.
and if his word says there are people that are rebelling against him, then there are people that are rebelling against him.
That's right.
If there are people that are unregenerate and are not saved, then there are people that are not saved. If that's what his word says, and his word
Right.
does say that, right?
That's right. And the opportunity to grow in his word is a grace. And so it's not like some kind of shortcut, easy out,
Yeah.
better that you should die in the womb because you have shortcutted, the life in the maturity in growing in maturity and knowledge and wisdom of the Lord,
Yeah.
because this is a grace
Yeah.
that we're afforded.
Yeah.
And we're
Yeah.
talking about confession and repentance.
I know. So we just went out there.
The
But I
timer
mean,
goes off and we
great,
go
man.
off.
Great points all. But that leads into it. Do I need to confess? Is there a necessity for repentance? Well, if there wasn't a necessity for repentance and to repent, then why did Jesus Christ say it so much?
Right.
Right. It's like back to God,
That's the
right?
first thing he did say. That was the introduction to his ministry.
And ministry.
Repent and repent for the kingdom of God is near. First words.
Man, why? That was it. That was a lot of why.
That's why, because he said so. It's the first thing he said.
First thing he said. On to how. Bend, break, burn, and blow. Thank you for listening to this episode of Bend, Break, Burn, and Blow with Josiah Dyer and me, Aaron Guyette. We challenge you, disciple in Christ, sharpen your swords, love your wives, and catechize your kids.